Some Muslims in Israel recently held an American Idol-style contest for the best teen muazzin. That's the person who chants the call to prayer. Muslims are a minority in Israel, and the contest served as a sort of protest.
These calls to prayer ring out from mosques, often through loudspeakers, five times a day, beginning in the early morning. Israel's prime minister says he's gotten complaints about them. There's support in parliament to silence or control their volume.
That brings us back to that contest. NPR's Daniel Estrin went to see it in the city of Jaffa.
40 teenage boys auditioned, and 9 made it to the semifinals of the Young Muazzin competition. The muazzin is the one who chants the azan, the traditional call to prayer, which begins, God is greatest.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
That's contestant Abdel Fattah Zibdeh, an 18-year-old law student and volunteer muazzin, singing his preferred melody for the early morning call.
It helps people to get up.
He says it's a gentle way to wake believers for prayer. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's gotten complaints from Jews, Christians, even Muslims, of excessive noise. 2 bills are making their way through the Israeli parliament to silence the call to prayer before 7 a.m. and lower the volume at other times. It is a war against Islam, says one of the competition judges, an air conditioner installer and muazzin lover named Ahmed Abu Lisan. Today it's the call to prayer, tomorrow it will be the Muslim headscarf, next time it'll be something else, he says.
Bismillah, bismillah.
The MC does a sound check, using a word from a prayer instead of testing, testing. And then one by one, the teenage contestants stand before a panel of judges, just like American Idol. Here are some samples.
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
Inside the walls of the classroom where the semifinals are being held, the focus isn't on the prayer controversy, but on the artistic fine points of the call. The judges reference the 8 different maqamat, the melodic modes used in calls to prayer. They name-drop famous muazzins. They warn a contestant who sings too high not to annoy his listeners. When you go up that tower and call the prayer, Judge Abu Lisan tells me, the audience is huge. The quality of voice has to be superior. The finals were held in a basketball gymnasium. It's a mix of prayer and political speeches. One guest speaker is the head of an Islamic movement who's been convicted in Israel of encouraging violence. He tells the crowd, we must stop the Israeli crazies before the call to prayer law passes. We scream in their faces, God is greatest. But when the contestants take the stage, it's much more about song than screaming.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
13-and-a-half-year-old Marwan Kawakse, the youngest contestant, took the crown. The 6 finalists won laptops, speakers, and free trips to Mecca. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jaffa.